All right. And as you rest there with your eyes closed, you can allow your attention to come gently inward. You've taken an important step since our last session, reaching out to that couple's therapist, talking to Alec, and opening the door to extra support. That step honors your hope for the marriage, and just as importantly, it honors you, because you are giving yourself a chance to one day say, I really showed up. I asked for help. I did what I could from a place of clarity. Today's session is about something deeper than the marriage itself. Remembering who you are as a soul, as a woman, beyond any role, beyond anyone's moods or demands. For these minutes, your only job is to receive. Begin by noticing the natural rhythm of your breathing, the air flowing in and the air flowing out. Allow the exhale to grow just a little longer and softer, as if your body is learning a new, calmer baseline. Each slow breath out helps your vagus nerve, your nervous system, discover that it can live with a little more ease. You don't have to force anything. Just letting the out-breath lengthen slightly is enough. And as you breathe in, you can imagine drawing in a gentle light from God, from Source, from your Creator, from the universal mind that holds everything. And as you breathe out, you can allow tension to soften and flow away. Breathing in light, breathing out strain. Now notice your shoulders. Let them drop just a little. Notice your jaw. Let it loosen. The muscles around your eyes, your forehead, smoothing, softening. And if some parts of your body stay tight, that's okay. They can simply rest as they are, knowing they are supported and understood in this moment. In your mind's eye, sense again that gentle path in front of you, the one that leads to your inner safe room. See yourself at the beginning of the path, With each breath, imagine taking a few slow steps forward. As you walk, you leave behind the sense of being judged, evaluated, required to, quote unquote, earn your place. Step by step, you move toward a quiet place inside where you are accepted simply as an. In a moment, I'll count from 5 down to 1. With each number, feel yourself moving more deeply into that inner safe place. 5. Starting to walk along the familiar path. 4. The outside world fading gently into the background. 3. Seeing the doorway to your room ahead. 2. Reaching out to touch the handle. And 1. Stepping inside and softly closing the door behind you. You are back in your inner safe room. Take a moment to notice it again. The colors, the light, maybe the favorite chair or sofa, perhaps a blanket, and a peaceful view outside the window. This room is a symbol of something very real, a place inside you where you are safe, where you are never on trial, and where you do not have to deserve love or rest. Allow your body to feel that safety. Now, in this room, in this inner room, you can become quietly aware that you are not playing any role here. You are not the wife who must fix everything. You are not the person who has to earn trips and affection. You are not the one who must always be understanding and patient. Here, you are simply an, a soul, a woman, a human being who has always been more than any role. Sense, even softly, that God, source energy, your creator, your inner being, the universal mind, whatever you want to call it. Source energy knew you long before this marriage and knows you beyond this marriage. You exist as a unique expression of source energy. with your warmth, your sensitivity, your love of travel and beauty, your desire to help and comfort others. None of that is an accident. These qualities are part of how you were designed. Let a gentle thought float through. I am more than this marriage. I am more than someone's role. I am a beloved creation of God, source energy. No need to force belief. Just let the idea rest softly inside, like a seed in warm soil. In this inner room, notice a second door along one wall. Maybe it has the words, "Remembering myself," on it. Or maybe you just sense that it leads to a deeper part of you. When you feel ready, imagine yourself standing up in your safe room and walking slowly toward that second door. Place your hand on the handle. Take a gentle breath. And when you're ready, open the door and step through. On the other side, you find a pathway that leads back not to calendar dates, but to younger versions of Anne. The Anne who loved freely, dreamed more openly, and had not yet carried all of these years on her shoulders. You begin to walk along this inner path, each step guided by your inner being, by that steady spiritual guidance that always lives within you. In a moment, I'll count down from 3 down to 1. And at 1, you can allow yourself to meet a younger version of you who most needs your love and attention today. 3. Walking along the path, guided and held. 2. Feeling a familiar presence ahead. 1. Arriving and seeing her, this younger Anne who still lives inside you now. Notice how old she seems. She might be a child, a teenager, or a young woman. Whatever age appears is exactly right. Look at her. Notice the light in her eyes, the way she stands or sits, the way she might carry hope or confusion or both. She is closer to the original blueprint that God, Source, had in mind for you. Closer to the end, who had not yet learned to shrink herself to keep the peace. See her as you would see a dear child you love, or a younger sister, someone you would naturally protect. Notice what she loves. Maybe animals, nature, service towards others, adventure, long walks, shelter work, mountains, oceans, time with people who truly see her. Notice her natural qualities, her kindness, her curiosity, her sense of humor, her empathy, her courage to dream of exploring the world. All of these qualities are still inside you now. They may have been covered by years of criticism and stress, yet they are not gone. Gently move closer to her. Let her see you, the older Anne, with all your experience. With your presence alone, let her know, I see you. I remember you. You matter to me. If it feels right, sit beside her or kneel to her level. Maybe you take her hands in yours or sit shoulder to shoulder. From your heart, speak to her. You're so precious. You are enough exactly as you are. You were never meant to disappear, to keep someone else comfortable. You deserve love that feels warm and steady. You deserve respect. You deserve to enjoy your life, to explore, to laugh, to feel alive. You are a beautiful creation of God's source. Your heart is a gift. Your sensitivity is a strength, not a flaw. Allow yourself to feel the truth of these words as you say them to her in your own way. If emotion arises, tears, a lump in your throat, and warmth in the chest, let it come. Emotion here is your heart saying, yes, this matters. Let younger Anne respond however she needs to. Maybe she cries. Maybe she looks relieved. Maybe she simply leans into you. Whatever she does is perfect. Just stay with her. Now, gently ask this younger Anne these questions. What did you dream of before all of this? What did you imagine for your life when your heart felt more open? Allow images or feelings to come. Perhaps you see travel, walking ancient streets, climbing mountains, sitting beside the sea. Perhaps you sense wanting to help others through kindness, service, maybe more shelter work, or supporting people in need. Perhaps you feel values, peace, beauty, adventure, meaning, deep emotional connection, genuine companionship, spiritual growth. Let whatever appears arise without judgment. You don't need to analyze, just witness. Then say to her, "These dreams are still important. Your joy is still important. You did not come into this life just to suffer or prove your worth. You came to live, to love, to grow, to experience goodness and beauty that God's source has placed here for you." Let her feel that. Let you feel that. Now, as you and this younger Anne sit together, you may remember that moment in the car recently, sitting in traffic, feeling trapped and frustrated, realizing you had taken the wrong road, and wondering if you had taken the wrong path in life. Let that memory appear for a moment, like watching it on a gentle inner screen. Notice how painful that thought felt. The idea of being stuck, of making wrong choices. Now, allow a new understanding to form. Imagine God's source, your inner being, showing you the same scene from a different angle. You see yourself in the car on the wrong road. And instead of judgment, you hear a quiet message. Every wrong turn is information. Roads can always be changed. You are allowed to slow down, to pause, and to choose a new direction. Feel how this lands. You are not trapped by a single decision. You are guided step by step through feelings, signs, feedback, toward paths that are kinder to you. And you can say on the inside now, I am learning from each turn. I am guided toward the paths that honor my soul. Let that be true for the literal roads you drive, and also for the roads of your life. Now, as you sit with this younger Anne beside you, sense a soft light shining over you both. This light represents God Source, your Creator, your inner being, the universal mind. In that light, sense a message like, I created you with care. I placed within you a loving heart, a longing for beauty and meaning. Your worth has always been whole. Your value does not depend on anyone's approval or mood. You might allow phrases to echo gently in your mind. I am a beloved creation of God Source. My worth is steady and secure. I am more than someone's role. My life has value, independent of anyone's approval. Let these ideas flow through like soft waves. No forcing, just allowing. You are not denying any pain. You are simply placing a deeper truth underneath it, that your worth was there before the pain and remains now. Now imagine that you stand up with your younger self. You might take her hand or wrap your arm around her shoulders. Let her know, I am not leaving you behind. I carry you with me now. Your dreams, your joy, your sensitivity, they all live inside of me. And as you stand together, begin to sense that you and she are gently merging, as if you are stepping into each other. Her light, innocence, and hopes blending with your current wisdom and strength. Feel her presence in your chest, your heart, your whole being. This is not about going backwards. This is about moving forward as a more complete Anne. You are no longer just the woman trying to manage a difficult marriage. You are also the child, the teenager, the young woman who dreamed of more, who loved openly, who wanted a full, meaningful life. Take a breath and feel that wholeness. Even a subtle sense is enough. Now allow an image of a future you to appear. A version of you who has taken the younger Anne seriously, who honors her dreams and her well-being. See a scene of this future Anne. Maybe she is walking in nature, booking a trip, volunteering, spending time with people who truly care, continuing her spiritual practices, chakras, meditations, gratitude, conscious, deep breathing. Notice how she uses these tools, chakras, the law of attraction, gratitude, breathing, not in desperation, but as natural ways of staying in touch with her inner being, with her God source within. Feel how her body moves, maybe a little lighter, more aligned, more at home in her own skin. In this image, she may still be engaged in couples therapy, or she may have completed that process. Either way, you sense something important. She is making choices from a calmer baseline, balancing mind and heart rather than from panic or guilt. Sense also that she carries a quiet peace. I showed up. I tried. I sought help. I listened to my heart and to God's source. I did not abandon myself. From that place, whatever she decides about the marriage feels cleaner, clearer, kinder to her soul. Let this future version of you stand as a gentle possibility, a direction your life can move toward, step by step. Now allow that future scene to fade softly. Find yourself once again in your inner safe room. Notice that you are no longer alone inside. You carry your younger self, her dreams, her light, and you are held as always by that loving presence, God source, your creator, your inner being, the universal mind. You are held as always. If it feels right, you can imagine right now placing your hand gently over your heart again. And as you do, let these thoughts flow through in words that resonate for you. I remember who I am. I am more than this marriage. I am beloved, a beloved creation of God's source. My life has value. I am guided toward a life that honors my soul. Let that awareness settle deeply into your heart and your body. In a moment, I'll count from 1 up to 5. With each number, you can begin to return to the room. That's right. Bringing back the sense of your inner self safe room. The presence of your younger self within you. And the quiet knowing that you are more than any role, and that you are guided. 1, slowly becoming more aware of your body. 2, feeling gentle energy returning to your arms and legs. 3, noticing the surface beneath you, the sounds in the room. 4, taking a deeper, refreshing breath, perhaps moving your fingers and toes. And 5, when you're ready, allowing your eyes to open, bringing back with you softness, wholeness, and a growing remembrance of who you truly are. Take your time. There is no rush.